Chapter 2, The Problem. To lose weight, simply eat less and move more. In the textbooks, it's calories in minus calories out equals calories stored. For more than a century, experts have embraced this concept with reverential regard. Every day, millions of Americans meditate on calories, wishing for weight loss. Sadly, for most of us, lasting weight loss is little more than a prayer. The science of nutrition seems to be stuck in the dark ages. While we've made many advances in the last few decades, in practice, very little has changed. We've discovered hormones that dramatically affect body weight. We've developed sophisticated psychological theories about eating behavior. Machines can measure calories entering and leaving the body with precision. Yet we struggle to explain the ongoing obesity epidemic and suffer enormously from diet-related diseases. Perhaps the problem is our genes, which evolved during times of scarcity, or the modern environment with too many tasty foods, or our lack of discipline and willpower. Out of this uncertainty has emerged a dizzying array of diets: low-fat, low-carbohydrate, high-protein, no-sugar, gluten-free, paleo, each extolled by its disciples with near religious fervor. Unfortunately, weak research all too often contributes to the confusion. Unlike modern clinical trials involving drugs, diet studies typically involve just a few dozen, or occasionally a few hundred participants, who are followed for a year or less. In addition, these studies characteristically rely on ineffective counseling methods, with most participants reporting few lasting changes in diet. Not surprisingly, research like this yields conflicting and discouraging findings. And without any one diet showing consistent success, many experts cling to the concept of calorie balance as the ultimate nutritional truth. All calories are alike. There are no bad foods. Just eat less and move more. According to the USDA's Choose My Plate website,